Did you guys see in the headlines that Warren Buffett is committed, doubled down on his commitment to get rid of 99% of his wealth before he dies? You guys know who Warren Buffett is? Yes? Okay. Investor guru who is worth billions, simply put, is, and he's getting up there in age, he's giving away all of his wealth before he dies. What if you and I were beneficiaries of his 99% giving away? He could give, look, he could give all of us $1 million, and that would probably be maybe 5% of his portfolio. If you had $1 million, would it solve all your problems? Or if you put it a different way, what if we gave you all the money that you will make in your life right now? What if you didn't have to work for it? What if we just gave you the amount, the sum of what you are to make in your life? Would it solve your problems? What would you do with that money? Jordan Peterson, one of my other favorites to watch, goes, would we ever be willing to entrust ourselves with that much money? Because it takes care and responsibility to keep it and to use it for good. In our American culture, right, we acquit, I do X and I get X amount of money. I spend this amount of hours and I get this result. And in some sense, you could say we judge our lives off of how much we made. Because the paycheck is associated with what I did. Today, the Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, is saying that same dynamic. Except the difference is, you don't have to do anything. You have to be somebody. Who did you become? Did you care for the sick, for the poor, for the marginalized? Did you clothe the naked? Did you visit the imprisoned? Did you help the sick? You giving your life away in acts of love is what makes you wealthy. In God's point of view, and because you're in His image and likeness, it's actually what makes you happy. Not money. Not pleasure. Not power. But you being you as God has created you, you're the gift. You're the gift to be given to the world. God created us so particularly and uniquely that you can fill your niche in a way I will never be able to. And money is very impersonal. It's very impersonal. I'm a boss. I get to write checks to people, right? You can say, yep, payroll goes down. Fine. It's not very personable. You did X, you get X. God's dynamic and relationship with us is extremely personal. How do we know it's extremely personal? When did we see you clothed? When do we see you naked or ill or in prison? Jesus associates himself with each and every one of us. In our nakedness, in our shame and guilt, in our illness, in the places we're entrapped in. And all the acts of mercies, where the human family is at any given point, where we can be at any given point. The Lord is very personal. And not only is he personal, he wants us to act in that and give us the grace to do it. When I was in seminary, I was able to go to the prison in Rochester quite a bit. We did a Bible study in the prison, and the running joke was, all of us in here are innocent. It was a joke. Anyways, we all laughed about it very much. It was cracked at least once a time we were in there. All of us are innocent. You guys seen Shawshank Redemption? It's like one of the best, anyways. So, anyways, we're in the prison. And you're visiting these prisoners. And yeah, they messed up. But they can own that. And they can walk you through how they found the Lord. And now how with the Lord they're redeemed. Even though they still have to do their time. The Lord is going to give us an account of all the time that he gave us, right? Which we don't know. We don't know. Especially in these road conditions, we don't know how much time the Lord gave us. But the character that we become through living out these acts of mercy, acts of love in our lives that the Lord provides us with, opportunities to do this, is what we are judged on. The beautiful part is when we're in the midst of it, we don't necessarily see that we're doing it. Because we've forgotten ourselves. And remember Jesus and the other in front of me. And lastly, myself. Joy, Jesus, others, you. Live a life that way. You'll have joy. Jesus, others, you. Coming last. Take care of Jesus. Take care of others. Take care of yourself. We got to give an account of our lives. Today, Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe, wants to help us in that, in our life. More than being entrusted with money, we're entrusted with the Eucharist himself. Jesus himself. Which is the Son of God, body, blood, soul, and divinity. You are entrusted with Jesus Christ himself for this week. You are being consumed by the Lord of the universe this week. What are you going to do differently because Jesus is in you? I'm not giving you money today. I'm giving you something very more personal and very more powerful. The King of the universe, our Lord Jesus Christ.